Hi everyone, welcome back to the SNM podcast. And I'm very shy today because I don't know, I feel weird. Well, welcome back. Have you eaten? Good morning, good afternoon, good night. I hope you've prayed today while listening or before listening. And I'm here with a very special person. I'm just going to let her introduce herself real quick.
Hi guys, my name is Karen. I'm Stephanie's child. Hope you guys are all right.
How are you, Karen?
I'm good. I'm fine.
Are you excited to be here?
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here.
Okay, Karen, if you're asked to describe yourself in one long sentence or three words to make it easier for you, how would you describe yourself?
Well, I'll say that I am very smart. I am a very shy person. And I am empathetic.
Okay. And why I usually ask this, because Karen listens to my podcast, apparently. I should be glad about that. But what I'm asking is because, like, I like people to know who they're listening to. So you describe yourself in three ways so that people will be able to know who you are and your opinions that you give. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go on a short break right now and we'll be back. I just feel like this introduction was so short. Like, people would usually say shit in the beginning, but it was so short, and that's why she's very calm and very reserved. We'll go on a quick break right now and then we'll be back. Hi everyone, I'm just gonna make this quick, short and easy. Stop, you know, go to my social media right now: Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is, at Mbachi Stephanie, MbachiStephanie. Follow me right now. Follow me everywhere you find me. Just search for my name, Mbachi Stephanie, and follow me real quick. Then on my bio, you'll probably see a link. Click on that link. Engage my short story. Engage my newsletter. Engage everything that I put out there. Engage my articles right now. Do it right now. Please, do it right now, real quick. Thank you. Love you. Enjoy the episode. Welcome back. And I just want to say something real quick. You know when Nicki Minaj said, "If I rapped it, then I wrote it." That's how I usually feel on my podcast. Because every podcast that I have done, it was my idea to do that. Karen is the first person that has told me what to speak on, and that I really, really fucked with it. I'm not supposed to curse, but like, you will understand, it's deep. How do you feel about giving me an idea?
When I thought about the topic, I mean, I was like, oh, Stephanie should really like speak about this on her podcast. And I was so shy to text you about it, I swear. I was so shy. At first, I texted you on WhatsApp and I was like, maybe I'm doing too much. Like, maybe it's none of my business. Oh, by the way, I'm an overthinker. So eventually, I was like, fuck it. Oh, shit. And yeah, and then I texted you on Snap because I was like, I feel like you'd be the person that would really talk about this topic, and you would not filter your words about it. So yeah,
I like that. You can curse on my podcast. Personally, I'm just trying to not curse so much, but you can curse. Like, it's not a grown podcast, like, yeah, in quotes. Like, there's no, it's PG-18 by the way. The conversation today is what everybody likes, apparently, about generation: sex, virginity. But like, sex, but we're doing virginity, intimacy and self-discipline. And Karen just randomly texted me on Snapchat. I was so impressed, like, because people usually don't suggest stuff for me to speak on. Like, I just have a vast number of things that I speak on that are not very common, because if you listen to my podcast, there's a new conversation every day that people don't really speak on. So I was really impressed that she really brought it up. And why I always avoid, because this conversation would have to do with sex, and personally I'd always avoid sexual conversation, because I feel like sexual conversation should not be like, personally, maybe it's because I have an old mindset, but I just think like, sexual conversations are very, they should be very private. It's not something you just be tweeting about.
Raving about, because it's everywhere. It's actually everywhere. Okay, the reason why I brought up the conversation was because I was just scrolling through TikTok, and each time, like, I'm always seeing body count. What's your body count? Then I think I listened to one podcast about virginity, and then coincidentally I saw like someone on TikTok talking about it, that why are people not like, virgins should be respected, blah blah blah. Why are you sharing your bodily fluids with this? It was just a lot. I'm like, why is this even a conversation? Like, if I choose to share my bodily fluids with anybody, it is my concern. Like, I think Stephanie made a podcast about preferences and choice. I think we all also, and people can choose or make their own decisions, and eventually they're the ones that will be affected by those decisions. I don't think any other person should like impute in it. And when it comes to such a conversation, like this conversation, anybody that is imputing in such a decision always has something, a negative comment, like, oh, this person is a hoe, this person is a slut, blah blah blah. And I don't know, it just irks me a lot.
Like I said, I like to avoid sexual conversations. I remember one of my friends, Emeka, you people know who Emeka is, aka Kusman. I remember I was doing a podcast with him, and I like to avoid, personally, in public. So here's the difference. In public, I like to avoid sexual conversations, but in private, me and you one-on-one, no, like, no recording, no video, nothing is going out. I can be very intimate. I can be very open with a person, male or female. But, like, I remember I was doing a podcast with him, and I mentioned sex, and I just took back my words. He was like, Stephanie, why does sexual conversations make you awkward? I'm just like, and I told him, I don't know, it's just a personal thing. Like, I don't think the entire world should know what's, like, people on Twitter now. Okay, before I jump into that, I feel like I don't think anybody except you and your partner should know what is going on with your body. On Twitter, anybody that's doing monthly dump, you will see them act. You see their acts, or you see like, oh, a tweet or a somebody telling them, oh my god, that the sex we had yesterday was good. Like, you just put it into their monthly dump, because you know that that's the thing. Okay, so Karen doesn't really use Twitter, so I think I have to explain monthly dump to you. So there's this thing that trends on Twitter every month. So people usually do like dumps, like random dumps, and you know dumps are supposed to be very random things, yeah, that you did throughout the month on Twitter. You cannot see a random dump without seeing something sexual. Either a girl, maybe if it's a guy, he puts a girl's bum, like her acting, like for doggy, like back shots. Or a girl, she puts a guy. You know, people can take a screenshot of like a conversation. Oh my god, the sex we had that day, or your body is amazing, or your pussy is so tight. Like, people cannot go a month without like including these things in their, you know, monthly dumps. And it doesn't make sense to me, because why have you made thousands of people seen that you had sex this month? Like, it's just crazy. Like, or there's this meme that used to trend, like when people have sex, this doll that her hair will be scattered. It used to trend on Twitter. It's just like, I remember one girl, this was 7 a.m. she posted it, and she was like, oh, morning sex before work. Like, it was just so vague. Like, why have you less the entire following that would retweet it and that would share with their, like, now everybody on Twitter knows that you've had sex
in the morning.
Okay, so I'm just gonna ask you a couple of questions that we would like now dive into. Do you think, before we go into like the actual conversation with the conversation for today, is virginity, intimacy, and self-discipline, before we dive into that, do you think, in your honest opinion, that people are pressured? Peer pressure is what makes people do everything sexual.
I mean, I'm not going to say everybody, but peer pressure is a real thing, and it actually does make people do a lot of sexual things just to like feel involved, to have like maybe to have an input in a conversation, like, oh, I've done this, I've sat on the table with this person, oh, he carried me, and I don't know, like, we've done it in the bathroom and all of, just to be involved. Like, I know people that have had like sexual experiences and have regretted it, and have also testified that, oh, I did this thing. either to be involved in some kind of conversation or to please my man, which shouldn't be so, especially for like girls. Like, you should do what you want to do by like because of your own pleasure, not because of any other person's pleasure or any other person's comfort.
Yeah, good answer. Personally, I think the internet influence, like, so how this thing, so the thing with the internet is one person will post something and it goes viral. Other people will start to copy it. You know, somebody started this monthly dump, this monthly sexual dump. Now everybody's posting monthly sexual dump. They have to let the whole world know that today they had sex with three different guys, or three different guys are interested in their, how their pussy looks like or whatnot. It's just, it's very chaotic and not in a very positive way. Or you see tweets, you as a virgin, that you should, you know, first of all, it's a personal choice whether you want to or you don't want to. Religion says you shouldn't, but like, people who are not religious, they don't see the big deal in wanting to have sex with somebody. But like, as a virgin, you constantly see people talk about, oh my gosh, today I collected or tomorrow I collected, and you would want to know what, except you are very, very determined to wait until marriage or to wait until a certain, because some people are waiting but not until marriage, but some people are just waiting for the one, like the person that they feel like deserves this. But like Karen said, you should do this for yourself. You know, it's, I think it's a notation where women, they tell women, wait until marriage. But the men are not waiting until marriage. The women are waiting until marriage to have to please their husband on the wedding day. Like, oh, I actually say the virgin. They did not do it for themselves. They did it to get a check. They did it to get a trophy after the wedding. But most men don't do that. But back to what I was saying, like, the entire thing with social media is, you know, you get very stuck. Oh my god, I want to get involved in this. I'm going to use somebody as an example. Somebody that, okay, so Karen and I went to the same, we're in the same alumni, so that means we went to the same university. I'm not going to mention anybody's names, but you would know, and maybe they listen to this podcast, who knows. There are a lot of people that I know in your set who haven't had sex before, but they feel they every time they open Twitter and they're poisoned by the idea of it. Personally, and this is a very personal thing, I don't like sex. I don't like the idea of it because it has not in any way benefited me as a person. There are people who benefit from it. There are people who genuinely enjoy it. For me, I genuinely don't enjoy it. And this is me being very honest. That's cool. While there are people in your sets who haven't, but they see every day on Twitter, let's say they open Twitter or they open Instagram, somebody's talking about how good it was, how the person did this, or their minds are open to pornography. Pornography, first of all, pornography is not real. Let me just tell you the honest truth. They take drugs. They take drugs that makes them go for 2 hours. In real life, 10 minutes is even too much in real life, if I'm being very, very, very honest, because you even be tired. You can, who can work out for 10 minutes at a stretch without resting to take water? You are going to be tired. Let me tell you the honest truth. And it's like, you get poisoned by that. A lot of people that I know in your set, they haven't, but they want to, because they feel like it's very interesting. To them, it might be interesting, but the pain, first of all, the pain, the actual pain, because the vagina is very small. And the penis is really big. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but like, it's like the penetration. And most of these guys, some of them don't even care. They just want to pleasure themselves. After they come, they're out of the way. They don't even care about your own satisfaction. And okay, I don't want to say this because this is way too personal, but like, personally, I don't see the point in it, because every time that it has happened, I feel like, wow, I did not benefit from this. What was the point of this? You benefited from it. So Karen, what is, just so I'm not talking too much, what is your own opinion on sex?
My own opinion on sex is very, very much controversial, because I mean, I've seen that it hurts. And in fact, well, let me just speak on a personal level. I swear, Stephanie, your podcast will blow in AUI, because they will now. Okay.
If you don't feel comfortable saying anything, please.
It's fine. It's fine. For me, when I first had sex, it was a lot. It was a lot to deal with. And if you can remember, when I was talking about it being being forced, not really forced, but like your mindset like takes you to another plane whereby, oh, I have to like comfort my partner and all of that. Like, that was where my mind was at that time. And when I tell you that, I regretted it after, like, for a whole year. I don't know, like, I was beating myself up about it. My best friend was always trying to calm me down, like, this shit is actually all in your head. You actually need to calm down. But it was a huge thing. I can remember the day after she came over. She took me to get pizza and ice cream and all of that. Like, she took me, I think she slept over herself. Like, it was a huge thing because genuinely, I did not prepare myself for it at all. I did not want it at all. And I don't know. Eventually, I kind of just remove the idea from my head, just to like forget that, okay, that ever happened at all, because I did not see it as anything pleasurable. It was just a very painful experience, a painful and unexpected experience. I mean, eventually though, with one of my partners, I feel like that was when I learned what aftercare was, because he was always, I had to like open up that, okay, I do not like this activity at all. I've had it only once and this activity seems very unfair because I don't know why your thing is big and my own vaginal canal is very small and you guys are, I don't know, I don't understand the anatomy at all. And I mean, he understood me and he was like, before anything should happen, like, I should all know about this whole pornography thing, that it's fake and this is not what happens in real life at all. That I also need to learn about my own body and what gives me pleasure, and we have to be open about each and everything. Like, okay, if I don't like certain things, I should be very much outspoken about it. I'm not an outspoken person at all. It's very, very hard for me to like speak up about discomfort. I rather like swallow it in and like call it a day and all of that. But like, he's like, oh, you have to like say it, because if you don't say it, how would I know that, okay, I'm doing something wrong and all of that. So yeah, it started out bad, eventually became good. That's my own experience.
Okay, so my first experience, not like it's any of you people's business, but just to feel like I'm in the conversation, you know, just to give you people a little bit of me. The first time was cool. He was cool. He's the person that I have had the most sex with, but it was very chilled. He was very cool, and he was my first, very chilled. But after that, every other person, it was highly uncomfortable for me, not in a bad sense, so that nobody takes this out of context, in a sense where I did it just because, you know, that thing about pressure, like, okay, I'm currently seeing this person, because I haven't had a boyfriend, but it's like, oh, I'm currently seeing, I just feel like this person, before I had grown. But the next time, the only time that I was this year, I would not specify what month or what day it was, but was this year, the next time that I feel like it was a genuine thing, like I wanted to do it. It wasn't like a, oh, he wants to do it, so I have to do it. So it was a mutual thing that I genuinely enjoyed. And that's the thing, when you want to do something for yourself, I feel like your mindset will change. Like, it's like, okay, I'm doing it for myself. Now I have to think about myself. How would I end up getting pleasured? How would I end up having fun for myself first before the next person? And that's what a lot of women need to learn how to do. But I feel very glad, because I feel like women our age, they're thinking about themselves. Like, if I want to have sex with you, oh, you have, oh, guy, you have to do this. You have to do this. You have to touch her. You have to kiss her. You have to touch me this way for me to feel this way about like my pleasure. Another question for you: what do you think, why do you think, I feel like we've answered this, so why do you feel like people have sex? Do you have an answer for that?
I mean, we've answered this, yeah, okay. Just like, I mean, it depends. So I mean, for girls my age, some people just do it to, I don't know, peer pressure, like we've said, to comfort their partner, and sometimes their partner like put pressure on them, like, oh, you know, I'm horny, or we have to have sex, or I don't think I should wait this long, or I would cheat on you, or all those kind of things. And whether I like it or not, like, women are very emotional. Men too are emotional, but yeah, and it actually kind of fucks with some people's head. So yeah, that's it.
True. And before we move on to the next question, can I just say that being a virgin is not a big deal. People make it such a big deal. I know a virgin. She has decided that she will not, until, I don't know if she's waiting until marriage or until, like, she has found the one. But I feel like social media or prep pressure. I blame anything on social media. I don't know why I blame everything on social media, but I feel like people have made it such a big deal for you at a certain age to not have had sex. Like, can we all stop for a minute? There are people, and this person I'm talking about, she's not religious, in quotes, like, very religious. The reason why she's still a virgin is because she wants to be a virgin, and which should be a good thing, because you should think about yourself. I'm a very celibate person. Like, I can go 2 years, I can go a long time, because it's my choice. I'm not doing it because I have to, because I had to learn and I had to grow. There was a point in life where a year, I can't mention the number, but it was outrageous. It wasn't outrageous. Please, out of context, I beg. But there was a time where it was like back to back, and I had to think about myself, and that back to back, it wasn't enjoyable. I had to think about myself and think about, like, what I was feeling. I had to put me in consideration first before the partner. But being a virgin should not be a big deal. Don't let anybody in this world make you feel, whether it's because of religion or because you are shy or because you've just not had any man, please do you and you'll be good. Next question for you. Should virginity be a big deal? Like, should it be considered a big deal for you in a non-religious way?
Okay, I mean, in the scriptures we've been told that, oh, like, if you're a virgin, you are like held in the highest esteem, you are pure and all of that shit. But everybody should know that the scripture has been revised in order to mess with our mind. And, like, I believe in God, though, please. I actually do believe in God, but we should also know that a lot of books have been taken out of the scriptures. And I feel like the Bible was reversed in order to control men then. Like, okay, you guys have to focus on these rules that were created by the Most High and all of that. I mean, if you believe that virginity is a big deal, then that's good for you. That's your choice. But then I don't think you should force your beliefs onto other people or onto non-religious people. I am religious. Onto non-religious people, because people have their choices. We are in the 21st century, for God's sake. People have their own choices. People have their own values and their own beliefs and philosophies of life. And you shouldn't put pressure or stigmatize people that have had sex because of your beliefs, because nobody stigmatizes you for not having sex. Yeah.
My guy said, yeah, but, like, personally for me, what's the question I asked again? I asked, is virginity a big deal for me? I wouldn't know what to say. Like, I genuinely, this is from a genuine place, I genuinely respect people that are, I respect virgins. I don't know, because especially virgins that are old, like 23, 24, 25, and you're a virgin, I respect you. Because it's like, it takes a lot for you to say until marriage. It's actually a lot. And we need to applaud, personally, oh, this is Stephanie Norman Bacho. Personally, I would have to applaud you, but not in a sarcastic way, but in my head I'll just be like, really? But I will not make you feel like, because some people, if you tell some people, oh, I'm a virgin, they will not be like, ah, okay, are you judging us that do it a lot? Because I remember, I'm going to give you an example. So I don't smoke and I drink, but I only drink when I'm in my house. So I remember I had gone to my friend's birthday party. I think I've told this story before on my podcast, but I had gone to my friend's birthday party and they offered me weed first. And I was like, no, I don't smoke. they didn't bother to offer me Molly. But then they offered me a drink, and I was like, oh no, I'm not in the mood to drink, but I drink. I'm just not in the mood. I like to drink in my house. And I also like, I don't drink when I'm out with my friends, because I feel like sometimes they want to enjoy. So I have to be like the one that is making sure that everybody's calm, everybody's good. I remember, and she was like, oh, are you judging us that drink and smoke? I was like, no, baby, I don't do that. The reason why I'm telling this story is because virgins feel that way as well. There's some people who haven't had sex, but lie. People in AUI, I would mention after this podcast, I feel like they give out a personality that they constantly back-to-back have sex. I don't know why people feel the need to put it out there that they are bad, in quotes. Not bad, but they are enjoying life. Meanwhile, you don't have a man, first of all. You don't have anybody that is touching you. You want to be, like, because I feel like it's a threat now to want to be a bad person, or to be like a Lagosian. You know how Lagosians move. Like, I feel like it's a threat now that people want to be in like Lagos. But personally, for me, like I've said, being a virgin is a big deal for me, because it's a lot. It's really a lot. Another question for you, Karen. People usually say, let's talk about soul ties for a minute.
About what?
Soul ties.
Okay.
So you know, people usually say like, you know, if you, that having sex with a person means that your soul has been tied, not in a religious way, but in like a, I remember listening to a podcast like day before yesterday, and they were like, oh, if you, that having sex with so many people is so bad, because like you get attached to them, but you don't know, it's a spiritual thing that you get attached to them. So what do you think about soul ties?
Well, I don't know. I actually don't know about this, but I do not recommend people having sex with multiple people. Like Stephanie said, I can also stay celibate for a very, very long time and not even flinch at all, because I don't think it is recommended. I have seen people that have been so attached with people that have had, like, they've had sex with, like, these men have moved on with their lives, but like these girls are still like, oh my God, I miss this person, blah, blah, blah. The sex game was good. This one, that one. Like, and then it leads them to depression. And I don't know. Maybe this is what soul ties is. But I don't think I've had soul ties with anybody else. So.
Mine, it wasn't soul tie. I think mine was an attachment. It was crazy. Because my best friend, Peruche, she was literally laughing at me. Because if you know me, I'm not one to like somebody easily. Like, liking somebody takes a lot of strength in me for me to actually genuinely like you. And I liked this guy. And it was crazy. After the first sexual intercourse, I'm so old. Like, what am I saying, sexual intercourse? But after the first stuff, that was so old of me. But you understand what I'm trying to say? It was crazy, because I kept on thinking about it. Like, it kept on ringing in my head. And I just feel like... And I remember preacher saying to me, this is so low. And I so don't tie. Because it was crazy. It kept on ringing. Because I kept on texting her or calling her like, bro, see, I'm thinking about this. I shouldn't be thinking about this. I should be thinking about my future. Where I want, what I want to do. The next content I'm trying to create. What am I thinking about? A stupid person that's probably not thinking about me. Like, it was crazy. So me, I feel like I believe in it. I believe in it to an extent. Because it's like, if you keep having, and that's another thing with breakup, because let's say you have a boyfriend and you break up with that boyfriend that you constantly had like back-to-back sexual intercourse with, your body's already, you people's bodies are already attached. And that's why, like, when people break up after like a really long time of constantly having sex together, your soul has been tied to that person's soul. Maybe I'm not using the right terminology or the right like lexicon or whatnot, but it's like, because you are already attached to this person, or you have a fantasy in your head regarding that person's body with your body on the bed, fluids, everything mashing up together, you're already thinking, oh, with another person to not work, oh my God, or maybe you now end up having sex with somebody else. But before you can enjoy that sexual intercourse with the other person, you're thinking, you're imagining, you're replacing personalities. Like, oh, but the person I'm currently having sex with is A, but I'm having sex with B. But in my head, because I want to make you feel good, I'm thinking about A. And that's the way it works in my own dictionary. And that's the way so I believe in it. I can't even lie. Soul ties are very crazy. I feel like I'm not making you talk. Please talk.
Okay. I mean, it's I have seen a new perspective to it. It actually, I don't know, I feel like some of it exists because I've heard people talk about like what Stephanie just explained, and it kind of makes a whole lot of sense because a lot of people after breakup, sexually active people, they even like without thinking, some people will go back constantly just because of that, I don't know, that instrument every time, like constantly. And it's crazy. It is very, very crazy, but I think it actually happens. But also, I think when people say soul ties, I feel like some people, what they mean is that, like, they mean it in a negative way. Like, obviously, going back to a broken relationship is negative, but chill, let me explain. They mean that, that having, like, sex with, like, maybe multiple people, you've had, like, connections with these multiple people, and, like, it's just unhealthy for your spiritual essence, that kind of vibe. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's talk about relationships for a bit. Yeah, you've been in a relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you consider yourself like a mastermind?
What do you mean by mastermind?
Since how many relationships have you been in?
Officially, 2.
I haven't been in any. So like, I would say that you have more like knowledge on relationships.
Okay. Okay. Probably.
Okay, so like let's go to relationships for a bit. So relationships that come with constant sexual intercourse, when do you think discipline should be put in place?
I don't think it is healthy for you to have sex back to back in a relationship, because I feel like girls are actually, women or females can actually be like very much like sexual, but it occurs more for men. And at some point you start to question if this guy is just with me for sex, and I don't think it's just a healthy thing to do. I feel like there should be boundaries. I feel like there should be a line. I'm not saying that you guys should set date, or maybe when the full moon is out, that's when we'll have sex and all of that. But there should be boundaries. Like, you are getting into the relationship not because of sex, but to find companionship and, you know, look for that. Okay, I'm willing to grow into the future with you. That kind of vibe, not because of sex. So yeah,
there's this girl on Twitter. She's actually proper famous now on Snapchat, but I can't mention her name because of confidentiality. She used to go to Babcock. If you guys know this girl, you know her. I'll tell you after the podcast. But like, she had this mentality that she would not do anything with you until we ask her to be her girlfriend. I promise you.
I have that mentality too.
Like, not the type of mentality. Because I know the mentality that you're talking about. But her own mentality is, I will not kiss you until you ask me. You can ask me to be your girlfriend now. And me and you do everything. You will break up in 1 week. That's her mentality. That's how she moves. So, do you have that kind of...
Not at all. I do not have that kind of mentality.
Yeah, that's the mentality I'm talking about. And why I spoke about this is, you know, her idea was, oh, because she believes, she's that of a person that believes, oh, with relationship, it comes with sex. Like, because why do you have to ask me? Because there's people that don't, I don't move like that. I don't believe in relationship before. People believe in it, which I respect. But it's like, why, because the way she already now equated like relationships to sex, do you understand? And like you were saying, people should always have boundaries, even in marriages. Like, there should be boundaries in any, that's why I made you speak, because you have more experience. Your CV in that one is plenty. I don't have CV in relationship. I'm very poor. I'm very poor. And by December, I should be in one, God's grace. But like, you understand, like, why should, like I was saying, like, there should be boundaries. Like, people, I don't know, why do people, people should get into relationships for companionships. I don't know, maybe see, I never have anything positive to say about relationships. If you know me, you know I'm very negative about it. But from what I see and from my friends who have been in relationships, like, it should be companionship. Like, there's some things you wouldn't want to tell your best friend. There's some things you wouldn't want to tell your mom, your dad, your siblings that you would want to tell your partner. You know, every time sex or... Okay, so we could go on dates. We could do restaurant dates. But there's some people every 2 days... You're my girlfriend now, so it gives me rights to touch your body. What do you have to say about that?
So it doesn't give you any right. My body is my body. Like, don't be touching me. Like, I feel like if I'm giving you a negative, if I should tell you no, then respect my decision, regardless of if you are my boyfriend or not. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Because every married person listening to this podcast, if you do not want your husband to touch you, then he shouldn't touch you. There should be boundaries and respect in every sort of relationship. So that's my take on it.
Sienna, that's my take. Okay, I have two more questions for you. One is very controversial and one is calm. So let me ask you the controversial one. What's your take on sex workers? This is a very random question, but what's your take on sex workers?
Sex workers, wow. I mean, honestly, I've never thought of it before, but I do not like it at all. I honestly do not like it. But people have their own, like I've said before, people have their own preferences, their own choices, their philosophies and all of that. And I feel like for some sex workers, conditions actually put them where they are, and they find it hard to like withdraw, because that has been putting food on their table and whatnot. And meanwhile, for some, they do not care. They want to do it and they do it, which is fine. If they believe in that, they believe in that. But I personally would not do any kind of sex work at all.
Okay, good. I have nothing to say about that. Last question.
Stephanie, you must say something. A controversial topic, please.
Personally, sex workers. And I will be a hypocrite because I used to watch porn. Like, I used to be very addicted to it. So I'll be a hypocrite by saying I'm condemning them, because, you know, like, people who come out to condemn sex workers, they are the ones that really watch them the most. But, you know, like I was saying, like, you never can tell, like, what people go through in life. And, you know, like, religion would advise that you should do something humble in order to pay the bills. But you never can tell. Like, you never know people's stories. Like, and that's why I've learned to always mind my business. It's not something that I would like. It's not something that I would like people that I know personally to get involved with. But I would not speak for people who I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know their story. So I would rather shut up. My opinion on sex workers is that personally, I don't like it. I think there should be another route. I think there should be a better route. But because I haven't been in a position to speak, I will not speak. You only understand why somebody is wearing a crown if you are in a royal family. That's a new phrase I just formed. Oh my! But you would only understand like a person's shoe if you are the same size. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. So, you know, like, I haven't been, you know, even if I have a problem, I have a family that I could reach out to. I have friends that I could reach out to. But most importantly, family that I can reach out to that will help me. You never can tell with sex workers. And that's why I don't say anything about it. Last question. What has intimacy got to do with all of this that we've spoken on? So, you know, sex can be intimate sometimes. But personally, to you as Karen, what has intimacy got to do with the entire virginity, self-discipline, sex, sex workers, all of those?
Okay, so intimacy, I believe intimacy is when you genuinely, from both parties, want to do something, not because of peer pressure, not because of trying to pleasure your partner or whatnot. I feel like it's when it's just this feeling, and after the entire intercourse, you feel calm. Like, you wouldn't feel on the edge, you wouldn't feel like crazy, or I don't know, you wouldn't have any regrets. And it has to do with everything, because I feel like for sex workers, I don't believe what they have is intimacy. It's a job for them. It's what is putting food on their table, what is paying the bills. And for some girls, or for, I don't know if it applies to boys, honestly, but for some girls, they have sex due to peer pressure and all the things that we've discussed previously. Then for, in regards to virginity, I feel like people that are virgins should not, how I explain it, because I know that I have seen a lot of videos of people condemning people that have had sex before marriage and all of that. And I feel like it shouldn't be so. Everybody should respect everybody's decision. Like, you never can tell what is actually happening. You never can tell. So I feel like with virginity, it's, I don't know how to relate it, honestly, but it's just a thing. When you get married, you understand what intimacy is for the virgins. And then for people that are in a relationship, just, I don't know, ensure to understand both sides. Ensure to know that, okay, this person, this is what this person wants, this is what this person wants. Ensure to have boundaries too and respect each other. So, yeah.
Yeah. We'll go on a short break right now and we'll be back to close the episodes. Thank you.
This is the SNM podcast brought to you by me, the biggest brand, Stephanie Nomambachu. Subscribe, comment, like, rate, share, and follow the podcast. And now back to the motherfucking episode.
Welcome back, guys. Karen, what's your take-home salary today?
So apparently, if you have plenty views on TikTok and on Instagram, you can become famous and rich. So therefore, you guys should follow me on Instagram. I don't know if you'll be able to, understand my name, but it's, I think, what's that dash? I think underscore Ebosetali. That's my native name. I'm proud of it. _ Ebosetali. And then on TikTok is just Karen Odebe. So you guys should follow me and give me money. Thank you.
Can you spell your name on Instagram?
Okay, so it's _EBOSETALE. Thank you.
Yeah, and just Karen on TikTok. My take-home salary today is, the next recording I'm going to do that's probably going to come out in January, I want to rant about this babe. There's this babe I want to rant about, and I can't wait to rant about her.
Stephanie is angry. You guys expect it.
All right, we'll play the game in the next episode, so enjoy the break. We'll be back.
Yeah, perfect.
You know what time is when you hear this, right?
Let's get ready to rumble!
So, for today's game, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, you don't sound excited.
I'm scared.
No, it's not very deep. So, I'm going to do something very light with you. What are the top 5 artists in the entire world to you? Not your favorite artists, but like, who do you think deserves the top 5? So, starting from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Are you excited?
I'm excited. My brain is actually running right now. I'm thinking really crazy. Okay. Based on my, I don't know, my genre of music, I feel like for number 5, but Stephanie, there are plenty of people there to sing songs in the world. Okay. Number 5, I feel like we should give accolades to Aya Star, because she's a young girl and she's making a huge fan base for herself at a very young age, which isn't easy at all. So yeah, number 4, I can't lie, you, as controversial as this person is, I'm gonna say Nicki Minaj, because she has mad bars. She actually has mad bars. Number 3. Let's see. This is based on what I listen to. I'm looking for a male artist for number 3.
You don't want to be very controversial.
I'll come back to number three. Number three. Hell, come. Can I check my Spotify? What's the meaning of this? Okay. I don't know. Okay, number. I beg all the people should fill up your male artist. Number three. I'm gonna say Summer Walker. Summer Walker is that B. Number two. Number two, I'm going to say Daniel Caesar.
Who is that?
Do you know this Best Part song by him and her?
What's that? I don't listen to any of them, so I don't know.
Serious. Hell, is she a good artist?
I'm not their audience. You can put a gun to my head and I will not listen to her.
I mean, I don't know. I listen to R&B a lot. So I feel like everybody probably aside like Ayasta like R&B artist. So number two, wait, who is number two?
Daniel Caesar.
Okay. Before I mention number one, here are some honorary people. I'm gonna say Ruga, I'm gonna say Burna Boy, I'm gonna say Rihanna, I'm gonna say Teyana Taylor. Who else again? Well, there are a lot of good artists there, but number one is my queen bee, and that's Beyonce.
Let's go!
And that's on period. All these idiots that are saying that Beyonce is overrated, you should go and block your ear because you are not our audience. So go and sit down and keep quiet because nobody's asking for your opinion.
Let's go. But like with me, it's Burna Boy number one, then yeah. Beyonce number two. No, but like Beyonce is everybody's mom in this industry. I'm just so sorry. If you want to do music and Beyonce is not your target or she's not your queen bee, maybe you should stop your career and start again. Or go and fry fish or something.
Also your career, please. Because you just have to look up to that woman. Very unproblematic person. Like, you just have to look up to her. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. You have sense. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And we'll see our byes now. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Negro sigh. We are so sorry that we've come to the end of this amazing and entertaining episode. But the good news is I will be here with another guest same day, same time next week. So come back, okay? I love you so, so much. Bye.